Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now our pod squad are here to dissect your audio treasure from the audio trash. Today we're talking about the In Bits podcast.
So we're going to cover a whole bunch of different topics. We're going to start in our first episode talking about some of that media discourse and what it means and what effect it might have on us. We're going to start by talking then about technology addiction. We're going to talk about stuff like online dating because that's my area. I absolutely love it. We're going to talk about trolling and harassment. We're going to talk about some positive stuff like social support online.
We're going to talk about the positive aspects of like how we persuade people online and like how old are adults using technology too?
We're going to try and find positive things to talk about. We'll all be negative, but there'll be some negative because, you know, it's the internet.
Pod squad with me in studio today. Elaine Burke, who's the host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, and our own Kieran Bradley from the News Talk Digital team. Good afternoon to you both. Elaine, what will listeners get from this podcast?
I think this is a very necessary podcast because there is a lot of misreporting about things when it comes to digital technology and how it impacts us socially and culturally. And what you have here is two academics. They're both lecturers from IIDT in the area of applied psychology and cyber psychology, Dr. Nicola Fox-Hamilton and Dr. Liam Challenor. And they're going through these topics that are quite popular in the media at the moment, like technology addiction, online dating, trolling and stuff like that, and dissecting the research in that area to dispense some of the myths and the scaremongering that's out there and get to some of the facts that are actually coming out of the research.
Had you heard of this before, Kieran?
No, I hadn't. It was really good. Really enjoyed it. You know, cyber psychology I hadn't heard of as a sort of area of research. Yeah. And it's absolutely fascinating for any number of reasons, particularly I think anyone who's getting screen time reports on their phones are realising sort of scarily how much time we're spending online, even without realising it. So it's been really, really enlightening. And they do a good job of kind of balancing the sort of drier statistical side of things with the stories and the anecdotes and so on and making it quite relatable. So it's really enjoyable.
I listened to two of the episodes. How many episodes in total, actually?
There's only six so far. It's a very new podcast.
Right. Okay. So I listened to the first one about Trolled When the Internet Turns on You and one of the episodes about online dating. Who will listeners hear from throughout this?
Majorly, you'll hear from those two hosts, Nicola and Liam, but they also have had other contributors come in. The Trolled episodes in particular has voice notes from a trans woman who's experienced trolling online, and Aoife Barry, who I'm sure you've actually probably had on the show here before. She's an Irish journalist who wrote about quite a landmark case, actually, in getting a conviction against someone trolling. So if anyone's not familiar with that story, it's explained in the podcast, and it's quite interesting as well, actually.
Did you find it easy listening, intense listening, Kieran?
It probably requires a little bit more attention than a lot of the podcasts that may be a little bit more conversational, I suppose. Like, this is a good balance, I think, of the kind of analytical stuff with the conversation. But I was getting a lot out of it all the time. I think particularly the online dating episode, they go into, you know, a lot of the stories that we've all had. If you've been online dating, you'll have good and bad stories, a lot, some worse than others. But they do a good job of kind of getting there. And I really enjoyed it, actually. I thought it was great.
Is it new angles or did you feel, is it a lot of stuff you've heard before?
For me, I'd be familiar with a lot of this stuff because I've actually followed Nicola's work for quite a long time. So I'm really interested to hear what you think, Kieran.
Yeah, well, it was reasonably, well, so it was all new to me, as I say, the whole area. And obviously the job that I do, I'm digital editor here. And, you know, it's the online space is my bread and butter. And obviously, you know, you are exposed to and sort of inured to a lot of the online discourse, which is, like, frankly, a lot of the time overwhelmingly negative. Particularly with what's going on in the news at the moment. But I thought that they contextualise it really well. They give you really interesting studies and research into all different areas, for example, trolling. And it doesn't feel too like you've been battered over the head with numbers and stats. I particularly enjoyed the trolling episode. They had some fantastic stories, you know, fantastic in the context of, of what we're talking about. You know, a friend of mine, Aoife Moore, is mentioned in there, who had been targeted with some of the stalking elements. And, you know, you see firsthand what is happening to people. We have seen firsthand what happened to Aoife. And it's nice to have it kind of put into that context of something that is a little bit more analytical.
I wonder who would listen, who's sort of the target market is, Elaine, for this. Because I kind of initially from the outset thought, you know, I wonder, would this be something that might be a helpful, educational, informative tool for parents, maybe with teenage kids? But I don't. Is that actually who it's aimed at?
So I think different episodes might appeal to different people, which could be a challenge for it gaining audience. But I do think as a form of science communication, which is essentially what it is, it's taking scientific literature and trying to make it accessible for an everyday audience. I think it's really important that something like this exists and that people do listen to it, maybe dip into the things that they're interested in, that they are covering. And, you know, you can skip episodes that are, if you're not involved in online dating, you might not be interested in that, or you might like some of the stories in that. But I do think that's really important. Now, they are two academics, and sometimes maybe it does feel like you're sitting in on a lecture. They do try their best to keep a conversational. Yeah. I have to give them credit for that. And they are new to podcasting, so I think that will start to warm up as well, and they'll get more comfortable with doing it as well. And I just think it's really important that they go into the reality beyond headlines that we come across all the time, especially when it comes to screen time and technology addiction and stuff like that. You get bombastic headlines thrown at you all the time, and they actually go into the really practical elements of the data and what it's actually telling us. And it's usually a much more nuanced story than what we're normally getting.
The guests definitely help with this, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Aoife Barry, I think it was in the trolling episode, she gives a really emotive insight into how,
she's very good, actually.
How it affected her life and how it affects your online behaviour. Because the reality is that online and real life are becoming pretty much indistinguishable at this stage, and one informs the other. So to hear how somebody has had to sort of effectively self-censor because they don't want to give away their location, where they live, all these things that are probably not, particularly for me, are not something that I would necessarily have considered, but I'd certainly be a lot more considerate of now.
Yeah. Will you recommend the podcast?
Yes, definitely. And like I said, in that kind of way where I think it's something that you could subscribe to and dip into when an interesting episode for you comes up. And its release frequency isn't going to be too overwhelming either. They did weekly to begin with, but they're going to fortnightly now. So it'll just be every 2 weeks. Yeah. There might be something in there that you could learn something from. Like, it is like getting a free insight from cyber psychologists on what's really going on in the world. And, you know, it's hard to get people into physical spaces to do
big
that.
Time, big
whereas
time.
It can be bringing to their phones. That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, you recommend it, I take from what you're
saying. Yeah, I would. I think it's quite in its nascency at the moment. So it's only 6 episodes in. And I think once they kind of relax into a bit of a flow, and actually I think they'll benefit from actually having guests physically in studio talking to people and getting that conversational flow going.
And it maybe more take conversational. Off
the edges. Yeah, exactly.
How many stars out of 5?
I'll give it 3, but I think it could grow into a 4. Do you know, I think it's got a lot of potential.
Okay, Kieran?
Yeah, I just took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
3 with a 4.
3 with an income. Almost 4.
Yeah.
Very good. Kieran Bradley from the News Talk Digital team, Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Pod Squad this Monday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.